This is the record of a conversation with Dr. Joe Butchart at Lymington New Forest Hospital on the 13th of September 2013. The recording is taken with his permission.
So when Dr. Turner saw you last time in February, the plan was to start a drug called Risagiline.
Correct.
Have you found that?
I think it's been good. I don't notice, one of the reasons I've asked my wife to come is so she can tell me how I'm doing. I don't notice a tremendous difference. Let's see if I can think of the various things which are different. My right hand is supposed to have this intention tremor or essential tremor. And one thing I did in the morning is I take a cup of tea up to this lady here. And there was a time when it was difficult to do that. You know, my hand shook and the tea went all over the floor. Now I find it's much easier to do that, which is curious because, according to Dr. Turner, which actually doesn't particularly attack the shaking thing, it's more to do with the rigidity and the brain. However, it does seem to be easier over the last couple of months to carry the cup of tea upstairs, so that's an interesting finding. The left hand shaking, I don't think, has improved. What would you say, Patty?
I wouldn't say so, no.
No, you wouldn't say so. No, all right. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It goes up and down. You know, sometimes it's worse than others. I think it's affected by my mood, you know, whether I'm, you know, trying to do something and not doing it very well, whatever you like. The thing which I have noticed is that about 2 days after I started the drug, what I realised now was a sort of very mild depression that I'd probably had for some years disappeared completely. So that's, for me, the best output from the drug.
Have you noticed any change in your walking?
I think I'm slightly less steady than I was, but not hugely so.
Any falls in the last sort of 6 months?
Only one which my wife regards as insignificant, which is our son's dog dug a hole in the lawn and I was carrying some rubbish to the compost pit and I fell over in this hole, but I probably would have done that anyway. Are you aware of this PD dance project which is going on?
No.
Oh, right. There's a university program to see whether dancing is beneficial. And I ask you the question because this is supposed to be a blind trial, and if you were closely connected with it, I wouldn't be able to tell you whether I'm dancing or not. But I have been doing this dancing. Patty hasn't come with me.
He should.
Huge fun, actually.
He's had a lovely fun. I've enjoyed it very much.
So that's been. I think that's been good.
I won't put it in the letter, just in case someone reads it.
What else? I do exercises once a week with Harriet Fitz, who was the previous nurse and a great friend of mine. At Boulder Memorial Hall, and I think that's good. I should say I'm stable-ish, you know. I'm not getting worse anyway, not really.
Have you had any very vivid dreams or nightmares?
I do seem to dream more. Well, they say everybody dreams, but I think I have had more dreams, yeah.
And
I have noticed more.
Are they disturbing in any way, or are they sort of frequently sort of terrifying sorts of dreams? Or
I wouldn't say terrifying, no.
Do you ever wake up and feel that it's difficult to distinguish reality from dreaming, that when you first wake up you think that what you've dreamed is sort of true? Does that ever happen?
I don't think so, not really.
Do you hallucinate? Do you ever see things that other people can't see?
Interesting question. I don't think so. No, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say yes to that. No.
And are you sleeping well?
Yes, I seem to require more sleep than I used to require. I was quite tired when I got up this morning. I got up at 6:30, having gone to bed at 10 to 11, which, when I was working, would have been perfectly adequate. Like Margaret Thatcher, yeah, just a few hours a night, but I think I need more sleep. But I get tired. Turns out that
you do.
I get very tired.
I mean, that can be a feature of Parkinson's disease, that
getting
tired, feeling like you need more sleep,
right.
And sometimes sort of having daytime drowsiness and sleep.
Yeah, yes, that does affect me. I mean,
to a certain extent it does happen as people get older anyway, but
yes.
There seem to be effects of Parkinson's disease on the way that the brain measures out day and night, which mean that the sort of normal messages that say now's the time to be awake and now's the time to be asleep get a little bit confused. So that's not uncommon. It's just
partly because obviously getting older, I sometimes fall asleep in the afternoon after lunch.
I mean, I think to a certain extent you have to go with that.
Oh yes, of course. Oh yes, yes. Perfectly right. I don't think that I fall asleep, say, driving a car more than I would have done. So when I'm concentrating on something, I don't.
It's when you relax.
When I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
When I'm reading a book, for example.
Yeah. Watching the telly.
That's right. But I think that's just getting older. Yes, what do you want to do?
So if you just rest your hands on your lap for a moment, just close your eyes and just count backwards from 20.
20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12,
13, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you can just hold your hands up like that. And again, just close your eyes for a second. There you go. Let's just repeat again. So open your eyes.
Open
your
eyes?
Yeah. With this, can you just touch your thumb and finger together? Do it as wide and as fast as you can. Okie doke. And then same with this hand, do it as wide and as fast as you can. Good. Can you put your hand, both hands out? Can you just do this movement as if you're sort of turning doorknobs?
Okay.
Do that as fast as you can. With your left foot, can you just tap it on the floor? Get as fast as you can. And then with the right foot. Good. Can I just watch you walk again? Malcolm's a sort of legend in Southampton.
Yes, I can imagine.
He can fix anything.
Can he change his light bulb while we're at it? Okay.
Good, well I think things are going very well actually.
Good, so well.
There's just, you know, very slightly increased tone in the left arm, but your walking is good here this morning, and you're not too bradykinetic. The movement's quite fast. The amplitude of movement tends to decrease the faster you try to go, which is very common.
What I do find is that one of the principal things, apart from this handshaking, is that it's difficult to eat. It just sort of lifts the hand.
Yeah.
So it feels stiff in the arm. So I tend to eat close to the plate, don't I?
Right.
So I very often, cut stuff up and then use the right hand or a fork or a spoon is even easier.
Yeah. But it's more the rigidity rather than the tremor.
Yes. Well, both, because P's are quite different.
Yeah. I think the difficulty there is that you've got, there's the kind of background essential tremor.
Right.
Which is an action tremor, so it's sort of, you know, as you try to do things, it gets worse.
Yes.
Which is not traditionally the tremor that you get in Parkinson's, which is a resting tremor. Mm-hmm. Having said that, there is some sort of leeway in that. So some people with Parkinson's do have a bit of an action tremor. Unfortunately, as I think probably Dr. Turner explained, the tremor is not one of the symptoms which responds particularly well to any of the medications. The only thing I would sort of be a little bit wary of is do try to, as much as possible, keep your posture sort of upright.
Yeah.
So the only trouble with sort of bending to eat is that it's a kind of, to a certain extent, an easy way out.
Yes,
but in the long run, you'll do better to try to keep reminding yourself to keep your posture as upright as possible. Because over time, people with Parkinson's disease too tend to sort of start to stoop forward a little bit. I don't think you're anywhere near that at the moment, and that may never happen. Sometimes it never does happen. Some people have, you know, Parkinson's disease, which stabilises for many years at a particular level. There's no reason to think that that couldn't happen to you.
No, I think it's quite likely.
Yeah. But just to be a bit aware of trying not to, you know,
skip too much.
Don't give it to it, yes.
The dancing will help with that.
Dancing.
So, has John got, not Parkinson's, but also this tremor, this central tremor?
I think that's the feeling, yeah. There's a small proportion of people with what they call essential tremor, which is normally a fairly benign tremor, which once it's there, is pretty much always there, but doesn't particularly worsen, and it's not associated with other features of Parkinson's disease, like rigidity and bradykinesia, slow movements. But a small proportion of people with what appears to be essential tremor do go on and get Parkinson's disease. It's something in the order of 10%, something like that. And it may well be that actually they've never had essential tremor, they've just had an unusual variant of Parkinson's disease which has started off looking like essential tremor and has then revealed itself as time's gone on as a sort of more unusual tremor-predominant form of Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And so it may be that that's what's happening. Or it may be that there are two sort of slightly different disease processes going on. One is benign essential tremor, and then a second problem is Parkinson's. My gut feeling is that the first one is more likely, that actually what you're seeing is a sort of variant of Parkinson's disease, which initially appears to be an essential tremor, but is just an unusually tremor-predominant form of Parkinson's disease. So they've done various studies where they've looked at people with essential tremor and have done DAT scans, and a small proportion of them, of course, have a positive DAT scan even before they've started to get other symptoms of Parkinson's disease. But those people with a positive DAT scan and what appears to be essential tremor invariably go on to develop more signs of Parkinsonism as time goes on. I think we should just stay as we are for the moment. There's a bit of debate about it, but there's a feeling that if you can sort of try to hold back on some of the more traditional Parkinson's drugs until later on in the disease, because the brain tends to get used to drugs in Parkinson's quite quickly sometimes, the later you start them, in some ways, the more benefit you might get at a time when you really need the benefit from them. So I think as things are fairly stable at the moment, I wouldn't really want to change the research.
That's absolutely right.
Yes. And what I'd suggest is we see you in another, say, 6 months' time and see how things are going then. Have you got Sheena Morgan's number, the P PD nurse.
Yes, absolutely. I've met her as well, in the social context.
Yeah.
Not
professionally.
Well, we were at a... I think Patty was there. Yes, you were, weren't you? Yes, you were. You did come. To the garden party.
Yes.
There was a sort of Parkinson's group garden party in one of the people's gardens in Woodlands or somewhere. And so she was there, so I met her, but I didn't consult her.
So if you run into trouble before the sort of 6 months is up, give Sheena a ring, and we can either bring you forward an appointment, or Sheena can come and see you.
Okay.
And she can, you know, make changes, medications, or discuss it with one of the team. And so if you run into any trouble, then that's the kind of, there's a kind of support, if you like, that's available if you need it.
What sort of thing are you... I mean, I don't think I'll need to do that, but...
Well, I guess the main thing would be if you started to get a lot more rigid. So if you started to notice that actually movement was getting very slow and difficult, particularly in the arm, then that would be something to let us know about, because we might then sort of up the ante a little bit in the treatment.
Okay.
There's a lot of room for manoeuvre at the moment, so...
Yes.
You're at the very sort of beginning of these kinds of meds and things.
Exactly. I think we're best, as you say, to keep it, keep calm. Keep calm and carry on. Okay?
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I will give you this sheet
to hand in at the desk to say, we'll see you in 6 months' time.